Let's just take wellness as the umbrella, $52 billion market cap for the wellness industry. You start breaking that down. Chiropractic, just chiropractic alone is $20 billion. Americans spend over $50 billion just on back pain, $50 billion. Americans spend over $135 billion on neck and lower back pain. I'm like blown away by these numbers. These are massive markets. Welcome back to The Pursuit of Profit. Today, we're talking about a franchise redefining the future of health and wellness. HealthSource Chiropractic, founded by Dr. Chris Tomshak. What started in 1994 as One Ohio Clinic has become one of America's largest chiropractic and wellness brands, with over 140 locations across 35 states. HealthSource operates in seven multi-billion-dollar industries, from chiropractic and functional rehab to spinal decompression, laser therapy, nutrition, orthotics, and subscription-based wellness clubs. The results speak for themselves. According to the Item 19, the average HealthSource clinic generates $571,000 in annual revenue, with an average gross profit of $369,000. The top 50% system-wide average $842,000, and the top 25% of locations exceed $1 million a year. With a 99% patient satisfaction rating, simple staffing model, doctor's office hours, and training that's second to none, HealthSource empowers both clinicians and entrepreneurs to build profitable, purpose-driven businesses that help people live pain-free. All right, let's dive in. Let me start with this. According to the CDC, some of these stats are mind-blowing to me. 39% of U.S. adults, that's more than 100 million people, reported suffering from back pain every 3 months. So they apparently measure this quarterly. That is a massive market opportunity, right? So we've also seen a clear shift towards holistic, non-drug care. So my question is, who's HealthSource? And how did you position HealthSource to lead in that movement, which is the shift, holistic, non-drug care?
So you asked the question, who is HealthSource? We are the company that's set up specifically to solve that problem. So you quoted 38, 39% of the people, according to the CDC, have chronic back pain. That's what that terminology of quarterly back pain transfers into chronic, which means for some people it's daily, some people it's quarterly. Years ago, when we set this company up, it was all about actually attacking that problem and solving it. And there's a whole host of ways we do that. But that's our entire mission.
That's great, man. Love it. These numbers are startling. When you talk about percentages, 10, 20, 30%, you talk about 39%. We're just talking about adults in this example. The CDC was only measuring adults. Talk about 100 million people, right? It's just crazy. I want to also get something out of the way right now. So someone probably is going to tune in. They're going to be like, oh, this is about being, I'm not a chiropractor, therefore I can't do this. Let's get that out of the gate. Do I need, or does a franchisee need, a medical background to own this franchise?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, in some cases, it's actually an impediment because of, you know, specific paradigms that people develop when they're in the healthcare field. So we love, for us, a perfect candidate is somebody who is not necessarily has any background in healthcare, but has an interest. Has a passion for, you know, for being healthier. Like the common term, the in vogue term today is called, you know, biohackings. And, you know, people who are looking for ways to improve their health and say, hey, you know, if I could become healthier, why can't we make a real difference in our community? So no, you don't need any medical background whatsoever.
So explain that, like get granular with that. So I approach you. It's like, I love this category. I would like to invest in it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a chiropractor. And I have no plans of becoming either. How do I move forward with something like that? What's the plan?
Okay, great question, because that's probably what's rolling through everyone's mind.
That's right.
Is very simply, you've got to be taught the systems. So we've got, the terminology I use, I call it a bifurcated approach. So we've got like two different directions within our systems. We've got our business systems, which operate everything that runs the business side of a location, of a health source office. Then you've got the clinical side, which handles everything that we do inside the office, which is everything is templated, everything is scalable, everything is absolutely state-of-the-art, And actually, everything that we do clinically delivers the best result that exists within our industry. And we've got the data to prove it. Nobody else has that. So what do you have to do? Well, once someone chooses to partner with us, and we don't call our franchisees. We call them franchise partners, because that's what this really is. It's a true partnership. We're aligned on the same goal, which is really making a big difference in the community. So when a new franchise partner joins HealthSource, well, it's a collaborative effort. We begin the educational process on day one, the day they sign their franchise agreement. We get to work. We've got a full, you know, we're not a new model. We're not an emerging model. We've been around. We're established. We've got a full, robust team. And I've got a whole training department and a separate onboarding department. And their sole job is to make sure that a brand new franchise partner knows exactly what it is they're supposed to be doing at every step of the way, whether, you know, from day one when we sign the franchise agreement to day whatever when we're actually holding a grand opening event, moving all the way forward, going out years in advance. We have a thorough training and onboarding program, the likes of which simply doesn't exist within our industry. And it's all designed so that we can help people build their dream vision.
So explain the LEO to me, because that is insanely intriguing.
Started doing the LEO program many, many years ago and have fine-tuned it. So it stands for learn, earn, and own. And it's just one way to own a HealthSource franchise, right? That's just one way. So what it does is it incentivizes the doctor, the chiropractor that the new franchise partner employs to eventually, and what does eventually mean? Usually 2 to 3 years post-opening.
Wow.
That associate doctor, that employee actually buys the clinic from our franchise partner. Franchise partner can then take that revenue, can leverage into 2 or 3 more units, whatever their vision is. But it's a built-in exit strategy for a franchise partner if that's what they want to do. So we've got some franchise partners who prefer the LEO program, and we've got one of our partners has done it 11 times. So it's rinse and repeat. And we have other franchise partners who have no intention of selling, which is totally fine too. They want to run their businesses. So it's just one way to do it. Learn, earn, and own, or LEO. It's something we pioneered a long time ago, and it's been very, very successful for our franchise partners.
You attribute that to some of your success? You have to have over 140 locations.
We do. We do.
Has Leo absolutely been that force multiplying effect where, had I not done it, maybe I'd have 50 locations, but since we built this model, you know, it's where 1 + 1 = 4.
Well, it's a really good question. I'm not sure if it's 1 + 1 = 4, but I'll bet it's 1 + 1 = 3. And what it does is it not only satisfies a vision for a franchise partner who's looking for a quicker return on capital, which I totally respect and understand. It also helps put other people in business, namely their employee doctor, their associate doctor, into business well before they probably would have ever been able to own their own business. Because, you know, a typical chiropractor coming out of college, out of university, they're $250,000 plus in debt. So they've got a huge albatross of a student loan debt. That's a lot of cash.
Yes.
And as a result, they're unfundable. I mean, they can't go out and start their own practice. They need good jobs. That's what we offer. And because of the type of way that we run our practices, our businesses, because they're technology forward, we're the most tech forward brand that exists within the chiropractic industry. Because of that, the chiropractic colleges, they love our model. They just love it because they know that when a new graduate comes and joins one of our clinics or goes to work for one of our new franchise partners, they're going to be taught not just how to be successful, but they're also going to be taught the most efficient and cost-effective, results-promoting way to practice.
Okay.
That's what we do. I mean, we actually have a 99% patient satisfaction rating.
Wow.
Nobody else has that. And we have that because what we does work. What we do works. We solve that 30, you called it 38%. I did very recently did a recent query, which is combining sources inclusive of the CDC and several others. And that number has ticked up to 50% of all adults now report chronic back pain. That's a problem, right?
Wow.
And traditional chiropractic care doesn't address that type of back pain. It does really good at a fresh, you know, hey, I just threw my back out. At a fresh case, an acute case, does great for that stuff. But for that chronic back pain, that requires technology to make a real difference with that. That's our specialty.
That's interesting. Most people don't get the full story when they start exploring franchising. So they make mistakes that cost them big. That's why my business partner, Justin Guevara, and I wrote Beyond the Brand, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Fearless Franchising. It is our proven six-step process at Franosity to help you find the right franchise, avoid costly pitfalls, and build a business that truly fits your goals. Grab your copy of Beyond the Brand on Amazon or any major book retailer and start building your future fearlessly. Let's just for a minute talk about the guy who's done it 11 times. So did he come into this with this type of attitude? I'm going to buy this franchise. I'm obviously going to acquire the customers. I'm going to bring in the Cairo from, let's just say, school. Let's use your example, $250,000 in debt. There's no way this guy's gal is doing it on their own. I'm going to bring him in and I'm going to continue to invest, build, grow, exit, and just keep doing that. Is the exit impressive enough? Meaning, are you getting a multiple that's a high multiple that's making this guy want to do this 11 times?
Well, yes, the multiple is extraordinarily strong, and we've got a templated format on how to structure that deal. But that's not how this franchise, the franchise partner that we're talking about that's done it 11 times, started out. He had no intention of spinning off the businesses to the associate doctors. But I remember who the first one was, and I remember who the second was. I remember the third one was. But that first one was Dr. Andy, and Dr. Andy, he actually came to me first. He called me up and said, "You know what? I love working for this guy. Love it. Yeah. I think I'd like to have my own." I said, "All right, we got an idea here. Let me think about this." So I called the franchise partner with a couple of ideas, and we actually started creating the Leo program on the phone that day. And so he said, "Well, I don't want to lose him. He's a really good guy. Let's run. I like what we can do. Let's actually," in this case, it was a slight variation of the Leo program, the first one. The franchise partner actually went out, built another clinic, built number two, and put this particular doctor, Dr. Andy, put him in that clinic. And then 2 years later, in clinic number two, he spun it off to Dr. Andy and earned a very nice, not just a return, but a very nice multiple of EBITDA. Meanwhile, Dr. Andy has since become extraordinarily successful. And then franchise partner number one has done it again 10 more times.
Okay. Unreal. What are we doing? SBA? Are we holding notes? Or no, at this point, the business is successful and profitable. Yes, they still have student loan debt, but it's easier to be underwritten for a loan now that the business is kicking off free cash flow. Is that kind of how
you just
it's
nailed
working?
It. Yeah. The last thing you said is how it works. They're almost always, every time, has been an SBA. And why would the SBA do that if this guy's still got $250,000 in debt? Because it's a proven model, number one. We've got a business that's generating revenue, number two, and it just works. So the SBA has, in every single case, has underwritten, has actually provided the note. I don't believe in selling businesses on, you know, holding the paper. I don't like that. I think it's a bad deal for the current owner. And so we always have them go, you know, pursue bank financing so they can get their money.
That's right.
Who wants to wait?
Exactly. If you're going to exit. Right. Do a cash deal. Right. Move on. Do it again. Don't be a bank. Like, you're either an investor or you're a bank. I don't want to be the bank.
That's
agree.
Right.
I don't mind holding a little note, like, to help the deal, the underwriting requirements. I don't mind a little paper, but it can't be the majority of the deal. I completely agree with you.
There was this poster I saw many years ago. It was actually back when I was in college, and I actually studied business both in undergrad and grad before I went back to become a chiropractor. And this poster is a cool poster. It showed two guys. One guy was, like, you know, all dressed to the hilt. He had like a handful of cash. The other guy is, like, dressed poorly and so forth. The guy who's dressed poorly and, you know, ragtag clothes, he says, "I sold my business for on credit." And the guy with the handful of cash says, "I sold my business for cash."
Right.
Big difference.
That's all you need. What do they say? A picture's worth 1,000 words, right?
I've never forgotten. I still see it right now.
It's the truth. It's funny. Yeah, a lot of them will default, and no one really wants to take the business back in many examples. It's like the business is collateral.
It'll be damaged if that happens.
Exactly. If it went to zero, you did something terribly wrong with it. It's not just you didn't pay
me.
You lost customers. Yeah.
Right.
I want to get into something that I think is very unique with your model compared to other chiropractic businesses even myself, my family, we've all been to a chiropractor. You're offering 7 different services. At least that's what I'm reading. Is that true today? Could we please go through those 7? Because they're very interesting.
We absolutely can. I mean, so all chiropractic clinics offer chiropractic care.
Right.
That's very normal. And that's what a chiropractor does.
Right.
Typical chiropractor within the profession offers anywhere from 1 to 3 services, sometimes 4. The avant-garde ones are offering 4. We've got 7. We're beta testing an 8th starting late next week, actually. Maybe we'll be running a beta test for the next 6 months and we'll determine whether or not to roll that out system-wide. So what does that mean? So as I said earlier, all chiropractors adjust the spine or manipulate. That's chiropractic. Mm-hmm. That's classic chiropractic care. It does very good for brand new injuries. It doesn't do good for chronic injuries at all.
Okay.
So chiropractic care is number one. That's the first service. Service number 2 is what we call functional corrective rehab, rehab for short. So this is not something we invented. When we looked at incorporating this is a long time ago. We launched with this model. I studied everything out there, all the literature, bought all the books, studied online, and I found the very best functional corrective exercise program out there. It was formulated by the National Association of Sports Medicine, which is the governing body for this kind of stuff. And we incorporated that into HealthSource. What does that mean? So a functional exercise means we put every patient through a movement screen. It takes 5 minutes. It's not complicated. And that movement screen is designed to uncover all the causative reasons why you might have, let's just call it low back pain, because that's the biggest, that's like 50% of our business is low back pain. The movement screen identifies the weaknesses, the injuries, the portions of the body that are not moving correctly, and it identifies it. And then via an algorithm that we designed in-house, automatically in our software, will populate the functional corrective exercise program for that particular patient. Everybody's different. And then we'll repeat the movement screen at regular intervals. We change that portion of that particular part of rehab. So that's number 2. And if you ignore that, you're never going to fix the problem. Bones don't move out of place on their own or get stuck on their own. It's because of the soft tissue. It's the muscles, the ligaments and tendons. And unfortunately, there's a lot of skipping of that in the profession, and that's wrong. We know the science is in. We know that you have to address it. So our functional exercise program does that. That's number 2, service number 2. Number 3 really addresses that chronic back pain. I'm going to use the number of 50% of the patients, people out there, the adults, have chronic pain.
Yeah.
Well, we address that through the latest generation of something called non-surgical spinal decompression machines. Mm-hmm. These are computerized machines, computerized tables that once we configure it to address exactly what's wrong with that particular patient, it fixes slipped discs, herniated discs, disc bulges, chronic disc pain, and almost all of chronic low back pain and neck pain, mid back pain is from a disc issue. Regular chiropractic care will never address that problem. It just doesn't. Non-surgical spinal decompression does.
Wow.
And we're batting over 90% success rate. I mean, it's a game changer for these people who come in. They can't move. I remember the first patient that I ever saw with that, and I've been out of the game a long time. I retired from practice in 2002, and I've been running the business since. I remember that first patient. I remember the last one I took care of. And we take care of thousands and thousands of patients across the country every single day with giving them back their life.
Yep.
Giving them back their life without surgery. So that's non-surgical spinal decompression. Number 4 would be high-powered laser. We have lasers, real lasers, in our offices. And these lasers penetrate deep into the body. You can feel them. They're hot. They're hot lasers. They're not the old-school cold lasers. These are hot lasers that accelerate the healing process. They actually turbocharge something called mitochondria, which creates energy, which propels the whole healing process in the body. Without that energy, you don't heal. So we've addressed that with the high powered lasers. So that's 1, 2, 3. That's number 4.
Yeah.
Number 5, we have proprietary nutrition. We design our own nutritional products, and we don't have 25,000 SKUs. We don't have all these SKUs. We've got a dozen SKUs of proprietary nutrition we've designed in house, and the nutrition is to do one thing. It's to get a better outcome with our patient.
Right.
So someone comes in, let's pick on the herniated discs, slip discs, because they're everywhere. They come in and they go home and have like Domino's pizza for dinner. they're sacrificing their body's ability to heal,
right,
or they go to McDonald's or something like that. The average human being needs some extra nutritional support to get optimum outcome, to get optimum healing. And we have the absolute best nutrition that exists on the planet. That's why we designed it, because what was out there wasn't good enough. So we design it, we deliver it, and we get better. And that, by the way, is currently making up about 7% of our location's revenue. It's just our nutrition alone, which is kind of nice, right? So that's number five. We also have a wellness club. So once a patient finishes care, we fix their problem. They're excited. They can pick up their kids or swing the golf club, whatever, you know, whatever they couldn't do before. Mm-hmm. We get them moving better, by the way, than they were before the injury ever happened. That's our goal, is to not just get them back to pre-injury status, but get them better. Let's maximize how good we can feel and how well we can move.
Yeah.
And then we have a wellness club, which is a subscription-based program. Patients can come in on a schedule that they deem is appropriate for their healthcare so that they can keep their joints, muscles, ligaments moving freely, lubricated, just feeling good. That would be number six. And then we also address number seven is orthotics. What's an orthotic? Let's go back to that low back pain. So let's say, Cliff, you got low back pain. It's been screwing up your life. And you've been to chiropractors many times before. And the doggone thing just keeps coming back. You know, maybe it's every month, maybe it's every 3 months, whatever, or maybe 6 months, but it comes back. Well, you go into a health source office. If you got low back pain, we're also going to look at your feet.
Right.
That's your foundation. That's like the foundation of the house. And if that's crumbling, if that's crooked, we're never going to fix the back pain.
Totally agree.
We'll get you feeling good, but it's going to come back.
Yeah.
So we test everybody to see if they've, maybe their arches are falling, maybe their foot's turning inward, maybe it's turning outward, maybe it's from their knee, who knows. But if it's a foot problem, we'll stabilize it. And the orthotics we use are industry best, and they're actually designed to strengthen your foot so you don't need to wear them in the future, which is kind of cool. That's number seven. Number eight, I can't tell you.
You can't?
No, I can't tell you.
You can't tease? You can't tease? Nothing?
We're working with dentists. That's the tease. Yes, we're working with dentists now, getting referrals from dentists. Really cool stuff.
Interesting. And that's what you're beta testing.
If I say anything else, my team's going to kill me.
Okay.
They swore me to secrecy because they know I can't keep a secret.
Interesting. Where's the money of the seven? Where is the, you shared one, 7% of top line gross is from number five, which is branded nutrition products. Where is the money? Like, these vital few will make your year. Like, is it, obviously the chiropractic services has to be huge.
Surprise, surprise. It's not the biggest.
It's not really.
That's why our KPIs are so different from our from the other ones out there. I'll use the term competition because it's a common term.
Really?
It's very, very different. Now, the money's in the rehab.
Active, corrective, functional rehab.
Yeah. Well, that, the laser, non-surgical spinal decompression, plus the functional rehab. It's the magic that goes on inside of our rehab bay that separates us from everybody else. That's why we have a 99% patient satisfaction rate. That also drives more revenue, period. Everybody wins.
This is unique. Talk to me about payment now. So patient walks in, I want to do this next generation spinal decompression. Like, I heard so much about it. Or even the photo biomodulation lasers and all these cool things that you're doing. I mean, you guys are wild. Is this covered under insurance?
Some of it is, some of it isn't.
Okay.
Great question, by the way. So we run our numbers every single week. Actually, a lot of them are run every single day, but we analyze that specific number every single month. And any given month, we are always the same. We've been the same for years. We'll probably always will be the same. Half of our revenue comes from insurance-based reimbursements, and insurance can be, you know, from, you know, healthcare, could be from auto accidents. We see a lot of auto accidents, and because we accept it, a lot of our competitors don't. We get a lot of referrals from our competitors.
Okay.
You know, for people who've been in auto accidents, workers' comp injuries, so they get hurt at work. A lot of our competitors don't accept insurance. They can't see those patients. We can.
Interesting.
Those two last categories are they pay well. I'm just going to put it that way. You know, it's very good business. So half of our revenue comes from insurances. The other half comes from cash. It's a very stable business. So if any one of them varies in any way, we're comfortable. We've got solid footing.
That's right. Yeah. You're not on a one-legged stool. I like that.
Not at all.
But half, to answer the question, half was actually insurance reimbursement, which is interesting.
Yep.
Okay. That's great. Mm-hmm. I want to talk now
about- And it's not difficult.
It isn't getting set up for reimbursement?
We have a whole system on how to do that. You know, shortly after a new franchise partner signs an agreement with us, we actually start that whole process, help them get credentialed. We take them through it. It's not difficult at all. I don't know why everybody doesn't do it. I have no idea why a lot of chiropractic clinics don't. Well, yes, I do. Well, they don't accept insurance because they don't know what to do with it. You know, they don't know how to do it. They find it confusing. And it's not. It's actually quite simple.
You're not doing it as the franchisor, meaning you're not doing the back office billing. You're allowing the franchise partner to bill directly. You're just helping them get set up, right?
Oh, we teach them how. We have a whole online learning management system that takes some nuts and bolts. You know, in our offices, our locations, when they launch, you know, fresh de novo launch, we don't have them doing their insurance. We have an outsourced partner for that. They do a phenomenal job. I don't care if they ever bring it in-house, but if they choose to, we will show them how to do it step by step, very simply. So you can take someone who's doesn't know anything about insurance, and in very short order, they're going to be extraordinarily competent. It's just not difficult.
Okay, got it. Right, which is making you ask, like, why isn't everyone doing it? Listen, nothing more deceptive than the obvious. People do silly things. They get in their own way. They don't want to do it. They think it's complicated. They don't realize the unintended consequences of not taking insurance, especially when you just proved 50% of your revenue is coming from insurance. Like, who doesn't want
that?
And once people learn your revenue, they'd be like, wow, this is not $5,000. This is freaking $500,000.
Completely agree with what you just said. And Cliff, I just want to add something to that. You know, as a former practitioner, I always took insurance, of course. And I don't think it's morally correct to not accept somebody's insurance. If somebody had, you know, they pay their premiums, or their employer pays their premiums, they have health insurance, why would you not take their insurance? I don't find it fair. And as long as I have a heartbeat to running this company, we'll always take insurance. It's not hard.
Yeah, well
it's
said.
The right thing to do.
It's true. People buy insurance. It's a strange thing. It's like, yeah, that's not covered. It's like, what am I buying this for? And why are people not accepting?
Yes. Why is it not covered?
Exactly. Let's talk about the patient now. They come in. I have insurance. Half of it is insurance reimbursement. What's my relationship as a patient with HealthSource? Meaning, am I in and I'm out in 90 days? Am I in and I'm there for over a year? What is the average length of stay of a patient? What is the average revenue of a patient, you know, with your firm?
Sure. The simple answer is it all depends on what's wrong with you, right? It's like if you get in a car wreck, not all car wrecks are the same. You know, some might be $1,000 worth of damage. Some might be $50. You know, rub something out a little bit. Something might be totaled, and it's now $65,000. It all depends on the severity of the injury or the problem that the patient comes in with, which is why we teach our providers, our chiropractors, how to, number one, figure out what the problem is, quickly figure out what the problem is, determine a diagnosis and a treatment plan. By the way, we have all that templated out. There's only so many ways you're going to injure the human spine. We know how to handle all that.
Right.
So we teach our doctors our clinical systems to get best results. So let's just make it simple. Let's say you have a simple problem. That might be a week, right? That's it. And then we see some of that stuff. If you've got a moderate problem, might be 3 or 4 weeks. If you've got a severe problem, might be a couple months, might be 3 months. If it's really bad, you know, if you've got a really bad disc injury, it takes time and repetition to heal disc injuries. It runs the full spectrum. So there is no easy answer to that.
Okay.
There is an easy answer to, you know, average revenues and things of that nature. In our business, we call it case average.
Okay.
And, you know, for a new patient, and it's currently sitting at a little north of about $3,000. This is very typical for us for a brand new patient from start to finish. And there is a finish, absolutely a finish. We don't take care of people forever and ever and ever for the sake of taking care of people forever and ever and ever. The only reason they would choose to come back is if they want to join our wellness program, totally separate from what they came in for. There's a start, there's a finish. Average revenue there is just a tick over $3,000. Very normal for us.
Chris, and you know this because you've been in this business a long time, so I'm going to try and craft this question properly. And like, there are average people in your system, there's average people in your system, and then you have your exceptional top quartile people. If the average case, let's say, is $3,000, but the average case for the top quartile does over $4,000, Where's that spread? If I'm a chiropractor running your franchise, where are people leaving that extra $1,000 on the table? It's like, Cliff, they don't do this. They don't offer that. They don't do supplements. They're not doing the wellness membership. Like, where is that difference, that spread, if you will, between the 3,000 and your top performing locations doing 4,000?
It's a great question. And I love the answer too, because it's not that necessarily that anybody's missing anything or they're not doing nutrition or spinal decompression or something like that. It's more often than not, almost always, it's simply a function of what patients are they attracting into the business, into the practice. Let's go back to that auto accident analogy. So if you're attracting a bunch of moderate auto accident injuries, right, you're going to get a moderate revenue from those types of patients. If, however, you're attracting people with disc, you know, spinal disc injuries, those are a deeper injury, a more complicated injury. They take more time. There is more revenue associated with those particular types of problems. So top quartile sees a lot more of those types of, they see the severe injuries. Why do they see more severe injuries? This is the key. It's all about the marketing.
It's all about the marketing.
Right? So if you're running the marketing designed to attract the disc injuries, you're going to see more disc injuries. It's not rocket science here. So run the marketing to attract the disc injuries.
It's so true.
You make a bigger change. They're a lot of fun. I mean, you change people's lives. They fall asleep on our equipment because they finally get some relief. It's a lot of fun.
It's like that famous question, why do you rob trains? Because that's where the money is. Why do you, right? It's like, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. It's like, why are you chasing low ticket work? And then it's like, good question. Why are you not going after and marketing your attention? Right? What is it? The energy flows where the attention goes, right? Like,
yes, absolutely. And the same question can be asked about the rest of the industry. Why are our metrics so much, KPI so much better than the rest? You know, that the top quartile, about $4,500 right now on a case average. Actually, I think it's a little tick higher than that. Well, most of our competitors, they don't have our technology. They don't have the lasers and the spinal decompression to handle the disc injuries. So they can't take care of them. So of course, they're going to have the lower paying cases coming in.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. It does. Great answer. And I like that. And it's an interesting, and I'll be honest with you. I thought you were going to say that, you know, look, we offer these, you know, seven services and some people will just focus on three. You know, they don't want to go deep. They don't want to complicate their practice or whatever, but no, that wasn't the answer. And it's very intriguing that you're right. You know, you're going like workman's compensation may pay certain things, pay a different rate.
That's right.
I don't want to work with a guy. Well, I do. I don't mind working with someone that's just in and out for a week. Does your industry deal with impingements and like shoulders and stuff or no? That's not it.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Oh, yes.
You do.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's probably 5%. Give me a little license on that. Roughly 5% of our business is shoulders. The shoulder is actually the most unstable joint in the human body. It's very easy to injure, especially as we get older. I mean, you can roll over and tear a rotator cuff at night on your, in bed.
It's unreal.
Actually, that happens a lot. So we take care of a lot of shoulder injuries. Yes.
This category is amazing. I have some stats for the audience. Please stop me if I'm wrong. Let's just take wellness as the umbrella, $52 billion market cap for the wellness industry. You start breaking that down. Chiropractic alone is $20 billion. Americans spend over $50 billion just on back pain, $50 billion. Americans spend over $135 billion on neck and lower back pain. I'm like blown away by these numbers. These are massive markets. And you're right. My other statistic was 50% of Americans experience low back pain every year, and the CDC had it at 39%. But my stat was 50% of Americans experience low back pain every year. Crazy.
And a great deal of these people never get the care they need so they can feel better long term. They get band-aided care because the actual problem was never correctly addressed. And years ago, the technology just did not exist to take care of that chronic back pain, that 50% of the population. And it does today, and it's only getting better. The innovations that are coming out are simply, Cliff, they're mind-blowing. I travel the world, go to different seminars. I learn from the scientists about the technology that comes out before it's coming out. That's how we keep on top of the game. That's why we lead our industry in technology and in results. And all I can tell you is what's coming down at us in the next 3 years is going to fundamentally change a lot of what we do. And a lot of the other old school practitioners they're going to suffer as a result if they don't up their game. And they have to. Our patients deserve the very best care.
Yeah. Do you agree that millennials are some of the fastest growing clients of a chiropractic firm, being they want to be drug free? I mean, this is a generation that doesn't like high fructose corn syrup. They don't like genetically modified food. They definitely don't like prescription drugs. Is that a fair statement that millennials are driving the chiropractic industry? Has grown significantly over the years. And I'm trying to find what is attributing to that. So I'm making a statement, but asking a question. Are millennials attributing to this fast growth in your industry?
They absolutely are. We've actually run focus groups with them in years past, and they have an inherent distrust for the status quo, for big pharma, for big business in general. They just have an inherent distrust, and they are definitely, and it's a huge generation. They're leading the charge, and right behind them, Generation Z, same thing.
Yeah,
and they're a lot younger. So they're not experiencing a lot of the problems that we all tend to as we get older, but they are keeping it forefront in their mind to try to maintain their health. So Generation Y, Generation Z, it's very good for our business. We see a lot of millennials coming to our business.
I believe it. Plus, their posture is atrocious. They're always rolled over.
They're always rolled over.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it's unreal. You'd think that that would be just a patient in perpetuity. My God.
We actually, Cliff, years ago, we actually invented the term text neck. We invented that. Now it's everywhere.
Did you copyright it? You got to copyright those things.
I should have. I did not.
You should.
I didn't do that.
So many people, food, 7 days a week, 10 a.m., 10 p.m., no life. You're always there. Weekends, holidays. Your business model is like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, 8:30 to 1, take a break, come back at 2. Like, this is a true doctor's office. Go ahead. You say your hours. You can speak to it more intelligent than I can, but it's impressive.
Well, okay, I'll just replicate what you said there. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, full day, we're done at, 6:15. On Tuesday, it is a full day on Tuesday as well, but we only see patients in the afternoon. In the morning, we train. And I've got a training department, prepare a new training for our teams. It's like, the old adage of, two guys chopping wood. One takes a 15-minute break every 45 minutes to sharpen his axe. The other day, he's chopped a lot more wood than the guy who never took a break.
Right.
We sharpen our axes by training every Tuesday morning so that we can always deliver phenomenal care in a really good business environment. And then on Friday, we're done at noon. So everybody gets a 2.5-day weekend, and everybody loves that.
I bet people are not putting enough emphasis on quality of life when they investigate franchise opportunities.
That's right. And that's big, especially with, you brought up the millennials before. They love that 2.5-day weekend. It's really important to them.
Help me with this investment range. It is higher than I thought it would be, right? Mm-hmm. That 420 to 618. Help me. Is this because of all this equipment that you have? Where's that range coming from?
Well, actually, the largest chunk is the build out. Build out can go anywhere from 120 to, maybe 230 or so, right? So generally, that's the largest single portion of it. The equipment, actually, most of the time, we have a financing partner that takes care of finance. I always keep your capital, finance the equipment. Yeah. Right, well, why would you exhaust your capital? So is the equipment all that expensive? Not really. It really is not. When you compare it to a dentist's office, it's peanuts.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
So the 420, a large chunk is the doggone build out.
Yeah. It's crazy what has happened.
Now, some places, like we've got a contractor that we use solely just down in Alabama. He covers the whole state of Alabama. He's coming in. He beats these numbers every single time. I mean, I can't tell you what they are, but they're below these numbers.
Okay.
Every single time.
That's great. That's what I was assuming. It's like, I see these ranges in item 7 in the FDD. And then we speak to the founder. It's like, no, we're really opening them up for around 350. That's like, okay, that makes total sense to me. Yeah. Or 420, all in. And then could you take that 420? Could you have leased this piece and leased that piece? You're not out of pocket a full amount. The item 19,
absolutely,
I want to wrap up with, which I think is very, by the way, 1,800 square feet. What's the size? of the space?
That's our sweet spot. Love 1800 all day long. It's all you'll ever need.
Interesting. All right. Item 19. This is what I have. And of course, we're sitting here in November. So you're going to have a new item 19 coming out in just a few months. I have the
numbers
top 25%.
Good.
I bet. Well, I know it's looking good because of the comments you made about the average case. So the average case is already higher than what's in the FDD. So that's awesome. I could tell you're clearly growing it and significantly. Top 25% are doing 1,052,000. Top 50% of the system, 842,000. System-wide average, 571,000, with an average gross profit of $369,000. That's incredible.
Yep. And again, the numbers are, I'll tell you that they're north of 600 on an average. Now we have nice growth this year. Well, we have nice growth every year.
Okay. So the next FDD is going to be another tick higher than this. That's awesome. Well, I wish you would have shared with me that eighth service, but I'm not going to press it because I don't want your staff to get mad at you, but man, that's it. Best of luck with that. It sounds like it's very interesting. Especially if the referrals are coming from, you know, a completely unrelated practice. But anything else that we didn't discuss?
The only thing I would just, we did not miss it. I just want to hit it again because I think it's really important because there's a lot of choices out there for somebody who wants to open a franchise. There's a lot of really great choices out there. There truly are. I mean, when we go to the broker conferences, it's like you leave wanting to buy everything, right?
True.
So that's very, very normal. We appeal to the people who they want something, and I'm not saying a burger doesn't make a difference. I had a great burger last night, right? From a franchise. I loved it, but it doesn't change your life. If you want a business that is looking to really make a significant change in your community, that's what we offer. We change lives and we have a good time doing it and a great atmosphere and a great brand.
Yeah. If you could eliminate someone's chronic pain, what's that worth? That's a legacy right there. It is. It is priceless. It's like getting Fridays back. I'm sorry. You have a business model that just gives franchisees their Fridays back. What's that worth? There's a book written on that, the 4-day work week, right? I mean, it's crazy.
That's right.
This stuff is worth a fortune. Life flies by. No one truly understands how quickly time is moving. And with technology,
it's huge. I mean, you can have both. You can have a wonderful life and you can have a wonderful business. You don't have to sacrifice. You absolutely don't. But you need to be dedicated to both.
I totally agree with you. I love learning about your brand. I want to thank you for your time.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out on more great content. And if you're considering investing in a franchise, whether it's the brand you featured today or another opportunity, we're here to help. Visit us at franocity.com. That's FranOcity.com. We love to help you take that next step towards business ownership.